The study of robotics is dropping down into the middle school curriculum of the Syracuse City School District. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the hope is that the VEX program that's already in the high schools can get students more interested in the math and technology curriculum by employing some hands-on learning.
The culmination of a summer robotics camp sponsored by the Syracuse City School District is ending with this competition that pits student-designed robots against each other in a kind of miniature boxing ring.
145 on driver mode, begin now.
They're commanding their erector set-like contraptions to move balls from one end of the table to the other, according to Brian English, one of the high school teachers involved.
Score as many points as you can. Remember, you guys, if you just move the ball to the right. Each year is a different goal for the game. This year, as you can see behind us, is really large inflatable balls and smaller plastic balls. They have to design a robot that can pick each type of ball up and move them across the field to score more points.
So what do these kids get out of moving balls around with a robot they've made?
All these students are learning about, you know, gear ratios, mechanics, the mathematics of torque ratios. A lot of the kids have had trouble where they couldn't lift up enough weight, so they had to mathematically calculate out how much weight can I lift with this gear ratio. And another really big thing is the team skills. You know, it's 3 to 4 students per team. You know, they got to work together.
Students working with the robots can get frustrated, but that ties in with what senior Justice Lacey says is the biggest lesson he's learned.
Probably not to give up, because there's a lot of times where something will not happen and you just want to quit, but you can't.
Junior Malik Warden is tinkering with a robot that was having trouble. For him, the biggest lesson also doesn't have to do with the mathematic calculations.
To always expect that what you first put out isn't going to be the best. You got to always look for something to fix. Even if you think it's perfect, you always tweak and tweak more until you can get even more perfect.
For the middle schoolers in the competition, the attention is more on the nuts and bolts of creating a successful robot. This is Amara Clemente Johnson, who's going into 7th grade.
I've learned how to build the robot, how to build the base, like that connects the claw and the wheels. I've learned what some of the screws are called, like Allen wrenches.
The students that win the local Syracuse City School District Regional Robotics Championship will have a chance to go on to the VEX Robotics World Championship. And the skills they're learning along the way, says English, will take them further than that.
This is a great gateway for students who are thinking or even considering going into engineering, computer science, or any field, really. These skills are transferable to all jobs, team building, anything of that nature. The students can learn from this experience for sure.
3, 2, 1. All right, good job. All right, that was a lot of action right there. Good deal.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.